What's going on, guys? It's been a long time since I actually took some time and recorded one of these things. Just took a little time this morning and was reading out of Luke chapter 18. Really just randomly happened to go there. And was just kind of confronted with something that I deal with. A lot of times I live in a very fast-paced microwave world. I like things and I like them now. And I was reading it in Luke chapter 18, and it was called the Parable of the Persistent Widow. This is a story I've read over and over. And, you know, it just really kind of stood out to me today when this story is basically about this woman who goes before a judge, and the judge doesn't care about God, doesn't care about people, but this woman won't relent. She just keeps on and keeps on. She's nagging, basically. And all of a sudden, verse 6 says this. It says, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly." And then it says, "However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" That basically there's this judge answers this woman's request, not because he cares, but simply because she's wearing him out. And then it relates that to God, that, I mean, we know God cares, but there's a persistence that should be there in our request. And I know for me, I'm real guilty of, you know, asking God for something and then basically moving on to the next thing. And I may never receive the thing I asked for, but how many times do I go back? How many times do I go back over and over and over to where literally I'm persistent? You know, maybe I would be defined as a nag before God, although I don't think any request to the Lord is nagging. But, you know, how often do I keep on that kind of persistence? Because truthfully, I don't. I mean, it's easy for me to, you know, to pray for somebody and then before I know it, they're out of my mind and I've moved on to something else. And so you couple that passage with the fact that I started going back and rereading Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire by Jim Cimbala, which is just, I think it's kind of awakening something in me that has been dormant for a while. And it's just this idea of getting back to a solid prayer life. I mean, I pray, but not in the sense that this persistent widow did, not in the sense that the world is going to be shaped by the prayers. And there's a couple of things I read out of his book on page 49. It says, "Prayer cannot truly be taught by principles and seminars and symposiums. It has to be born out of a whole environment of felt need. If I say I ought to pray, I will soon run out of motivation and quit. The flesh is too strong. I have to be driven to pray." And then one other thing that really stood out to me was this line on page 50. He says, "Pastors and churches have to get uncomfortable enough to say, we are not New Testament Christians if we don't have a prayer life." So just wanted to encourage you guys with that. I'm sure there's many that are like me that have kind of gone through the motions pretty fast because there's things you got to do. But I think God wants to do something powerful if we'll slow down and seek Him, seek His, you know, His face, seek His favor rather than His favors. And so, anyway, may you be encouraged with that. I know maybe you be challenged with it. That's how I am. So, anyway, guys, we got a lot of things to pray about as a church. We got a big relocation, big kickoff at Roland Grice this weekend. Now would be a great time for us to just kind of labor in prayer over what God wants to do. So, be blessed, guys, and I'll see you this weekend.